Hallelujah. In the early morning, while it is still dark, the Lord wakes me up and I go away to a secluded place to spend an intimate time with the Lord my God and praying in the Spirit and also in my understanding for the perfect will of God to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I have faith. I have and love by the faith of Jesus Christ. Thus I trust, depend, rely, lean on God, my source and sustainer of power and might, of wisdom and strength, of glory and honor, of the blessing, his favor constantly. For my faith begins where the will, the word of God is known. I have come to receive all that the Lord has recovered, for faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. As the Lord wakes me up every morning, I hear the voice of my Heavenly Father affirming me in his love, reminding me that I am the daughter of the King, King of my royalty in Christ, saying, "You, my rose, are my beloved daughter. With you, I am well pleased. You are always with me, my beloved. And all that I have is yours, for your enjoyment and for my good pleasure. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I take pleasure in your prosperity. No good things will I withhold from you, my beloved daughter, for I love you. In Christ, I have given you the nations as your inheritance and the ends of the earth as your a possession. You will break them. You will rule them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Arise, go forth and shine in splendor, my beloved daughter, for in Christ your light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon you to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready, and whatever the Lord your God tells you, do it. The Lord be in you, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. For you are mine, my beloved rose. You are mine, my very own, special, treasured possession. I was slain, and with my blood, my life, I have ransomed. I purchased you for God and have made you a kingdom and priest for our God. Thus reign on the earth. Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it with love's goodness, with love's glory. Using all its vast resources, to the service of God and men, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, the wild animals, and all the creatures that crawl on the ground. The fear of you and the dread of you are upon them all. Into your hands are they delivered. Our Father has now given you everything for your enjoyment and for his good pleasure. For the Lord your God has made you into his image and after his likeness, and has given you dominion over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. I always thank God for you, my beloved, and continually mention you in my prayers. I remember before our God and Father, your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved Rose, love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Thus you never fail, never fade out or become obsolete or come to an end. For as love is, so also are you in this world. Thus I reply, hallelujah, Abba, my Father. I have a Father. Hallelujah. My daddy loves me as much as he loves my Lord Jesus Yeshua, my blood brother, my friend. It is my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. You take pleasure in my prosperity. No good things will you withhold from me, your beloved daughter, for you love me, and you always see to it that I'm always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. Thank you, Daddy Love. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord and my God, I am the servant of the Lord. May your word to me be fulfilled. Ingere suto koro hieshe. Mandara suto koro hieshe. Salamatareshe. Keto suto koro hieshe. Mandara suto koro hieshe. Salamatareshe. Noro suto koro hieshe. Salamatareshe. Mendoro suto koro hieshe. Mendoro suto koro hieshe. Salamatareshe. Mandara suto koro hieshe. Salamatareshe. Mandara soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Menuru soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe salamatanyeshe. Anara soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Mandara soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Menuru soto koro hieshe. Mandara soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Menuru soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Mandara soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Mendoro soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Yetoro soto koro hieshe. Mendoro soto koro hieshe. Metoro soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Mandara soto koro hieshe. Mandara soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Mendoro soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Mendoro soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Metoro soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Metoro soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Metoro soto hieshe salamatanyeshe. Enduro soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Enduro soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Andara soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Metoro soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Menduro soto koro hieshe salamatanyeshe. Ekre suto koro hieshe, mandara to koro hieshe. Enro suto koro hieshe, salamatanyeshe. Mendoro suto koro hieshe, salamatanyeshe. In the name of Jesus, I believe, I receive. And I thank you for it, Father. In the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And I partake communion, saying, I thank you, Lord, my Lord Jesus, that you were bruised for my iniquities, wounded for my transgressions, chastised for my peace, and by your stripes I am healed. For I know the grace of my Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, but for my sake he became poor, so that through his poverty I might be rich. For I received from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same manner, my Lord Jesus, after supper, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks, and gave the cup to your disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, the cup, the power of my redemption, my sanctification, the cup, the power of my father, Abraham's generational a blessing in my family, for as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, the cup, the power of my sanctification, of my holiness, the cup, the power of my father, Abraham's generational blessing in my family, households and ministries, money, harvests, possessions, territories, fields, inheritance, my lands, my gardens of Eden, of delight, of voluptuous living, the cup, the power of my redemption, and the cup, the power of my acceptance by love. In Christ I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him and he remains in me, reliving in me his Passover mystery, putting out for my flesh the fire of all evils that I live in the greater glory. For I am the church called to glory by the blood of Christ. Babel, in the kingdom of darkness you have lost, we have won. Baal bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. So behold, the glory cometh as he, the Lord God Almighty, the great I Am, was with Moses, and as he had done for Joshua, delivering to him every land where he set foot. He, the Lord of hosts, has given me his beloved rose, his bride, as he, the Lord my God, has commanded me. For he has blessed all my undertakings. For a good man leaves an inheritance of more stability and goodness to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinners eventually find its way into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. For that is the only way he, the Lord, the Lord my God, shall deliver me from this level where I am, says the Lord. And the Lord puts in $1 in my hands each day, for my employer is the kingdom of heaven, my source. For I am a king and priest to serve our God. This is my sovereign grant, in order to fund the king and priest's official duties on this earth for the deity. I am king and priest for our God. The Lord has given me hidden treasures, which is stored in secret places. I believe I receive them all. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So be it. For with him, the Lord my God, nothing shall be impossible. And the Lord my God will do it for me. His beloved, truly, 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 I believe you will. For everything is permissible as long as it is profitable to his kingdom. For he is faithful and true to his word and to me. He watches over his word to perform it. In his faithfulness, he will reward me, his beloved. And his faithfulness is to my children's children. In his faithfulness, he will bring his word to pass. Scripture says, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain, and the worker deserves his wages. Do you see a man who excels in his work? I will stand before kings. I will not stand before unknown men. For God is not unjust. He will not forget my work and the love I have shown for his name as I have ministered to the saints and continue to do so. I know and understand that it is the blessing of the Lord. It makes me rich. And he, the Lord of hosts, adds no sorrow, no curse to it, neither does toiling increase it. It is the Lord, my God, who has given me power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day. I honor the Lord with my wealth and with the best part of everything I produce. Then he will fill my barns with grain, and my vats will overflow with good wine. I give, and it shall be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall man give into my bosom. For with the same measure that it shall be measured to me again. I left everything for the Lord's name's sake. I am receiving 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. The Lord always thank God for me and continually mention me in his AA prayers. The Lord remembers before our God and Father my work produced by faith. My labor, prompted by love, and my endurance, inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Lord my God, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. The Lord walks in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, bestowing wealth on me who love him and making my treasuries full. Thus not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, by divine intervention, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus Holy Ghost fire comes down and consume anything and anyone that would stand in my way of receiving my harvest from And bring forth the breakthrough, and brings forth the breakthrough, my harvest, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts. Amen. Hallelujah. Eri suto kolo yash. Natara suto kolo yash. Then I declare today, and I say the day, the date, the date, and the year, and the daddy love, it is time to awaken my family and household of faith under the precious blood of the Lamb, in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And I believe I receive the anointings that I need for such a time as this, under the precious blood of the Lamb, in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And as I wake up each one of my children, we declare together, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in Him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, restore, O Lord, restore. Bring forth the breakthrough, the harvest, Lord, my God, Lord my God, for my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother. Thus I shall live and not die, to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for He is good. His grace is abounding, and His mercy, His chesed love, His tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready, ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time throughout this day and forevermore. Thus, under the precious blood of the Lamb, of the cross of Christ, in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, I arise. Go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son, for in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready, and whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. The Lord be in me His holy temple. Silence before Him all the earth. Abba, my Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my helper, my defender, my healer, my strengthener, my standby, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in times of need, I thank you for my life. And Lord my God, I thank you for the blood, I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirits, servants, set out in a service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts, and I, who am to inherit salvation. They hearkened to the voice of the word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father, mine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And I pray in the Spirit for each one of them for a little while. Ikere suto koloyesh, manara suto koloyesh, metro suto koloyesh, saramatanesh, manara suto koloyesh, saramatanesh, metro suto koloyesh, manara suto koloyesh, saramatanesh, metro suto koloyesh, saramatanesh, metro suto koloyesh, saramatanesh, metro suto koloyesh, saramatanesh. Suto to korohiashi saramatanesh. Mendro suto korohiashi. In the end, we conclude and saying, in the name of Jesus, I believe, I receive, and I know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner that I have been fully and clearly known and understood by love. So, Father, love, for the beauty of your love, I thank thee. Amen. Hallelujah. And we gather together for our devotion and our confession and profession to the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Amen. Hallelujah. Please do.